Hello, this 5 minutes, the prophetess, the word of God, episode 145. 145. And we're going to a fundamental scripture which says in Hebrews 4:12. Come on, let's go. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So that is Hebrews 4:12. But we box it up with what? James 1:22, which is a very short scripture. Come on, let's say it together. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Self-delusion is too painful. We are not walking in that. Can you imagine all your life you are self-deluded? What kind of life is that? That is not meant for you. I say that is not meant for you. So in the previous episode, I was looking at Matthew 7. We've been looking at those who are saying, Lord, Lord, and do not do the will. Some are saying, I don't have the ability to do it. And I've explained, if you do not have the ability to do it, then check yourself. Maybe you are a tare. T-A-R-E-S. So we went into Matthew 13 and we looked for that parable. We've explained that if you've not heard about it, that means that, but 145 means that if this is the first one you're hearing, then you have 144 more to hear. Okay, so go into it. It's all there for you. It's like digging treasure. And if you are digging, then you are so blessed because you will find what you've been looking for. You'll find what you've been looking for. Hallelujah. Whatever the delusion or whatever that has happened in your life, I say you can start all over again by being what God wants you to be, the new creation. So I said to you that if you are the new creation, then you are not a worker of iniquity because your DNA, the DNA of God is new. In fact, when God was giving birth to you, the sperm that created you was the word of God. So the word has that power. It is the word that did that to you. So he said, being born again, not with corruptible seed, but with the word of God. So you are born again, according to 1 Peter, by God's word. So, and then if you are born again by the word, then what lives in you is not the worker of iniquity. Worker of lawlessness and iniquity is the devil. So some people are talking like us, behaving like us, casting out devils, working miracles, but they are not part of the kingdom. So I've said that already. But when you're born again, what did I say? You have the DNA of God, and the DNA of God is not into iniquity. If you are born again, you do not sin. That's what 1 John says. He that knows the name is of God. It's not, you don't sin. The sin is not you. Sin might come into your life because you made mistakes. Do you understand? Yeah, you made mistakes, but it's not because it is your life. No, the life in you is the life of God. The nature of God is in you. That is why we say you are born again. That's why I say you are a new creation. It's the nature of God which is now in you. And that nature is not a nature of lawlessness. It's not a nature of rebellion. It's not a nature of working iniquity. Those who are working iniquity, they have another nature, the nature of death, the nature of Satan in them. And that is what is churning out. You see, so it's like a factory. If you have a factory of powdered soap, you produce powdered soap. There is no way that a factory of powdered soap will produce cakes. It's not possible. You don't have the ingredients to make the cake. So I'm just saying that if something is producing iniquity in somebody, it's because there is the DNA, what is inside of him. His spirit is full of that. And that is why he's working iniquity. And therefore, when God, if they met Jesus, he said, and then, so Matthew 7:23 said, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never had a relationship with you. Never. Never, never, never had a relationship with you. Never had a relationship with you. Therefore, 24, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, he says, if you hear these sayings, you hear these words, and you do them, So those who are doing the work are different from what? Those who are working the iniquity. Those who are doing the work are sharply contrasted with what? Those who are working the iniquity. So if you see that you are working iniquity, please check yourself. I've told you what the tests are. I've explained that. Go back into the archives of the podcast and listen again. Even if you've listened, go back and listen again. And so, because if you have the, if you are a tear, T-A-R-E, if you are part of the test, T-A-R-E-S, then remember that it's fire that is ahead of you. But if you are part of the wheat, because some wheat do not know what they are, and therefore that's why they are working the iniquity. That's why they are living in sin. But they are not working iniquity, they are living in sin. So, and anyone says that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God was not dead or lying when he said that. He says, when you confess, I will forgive you and I'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And therefore, he will never remember that. Let's learn to believe his word, that when I confess, it's over. It is over. I go ahead with him. I go along with him. And I forget what happened. Oh, you're so blessed. Bye.